There are some tough times in Hollywood right now, what with ongoing labor unrest and media businesses are struggling. But NPR's Chloe Veltman reports that Netflix is showing steady financial growth. The streamer is working to entice subscribers to embrace advertising.
All eyes are on Netflix, and not just on the streamer's hit shows like Squid Game and Bridgerton.
I wish to be entertained.
The company's finances are under close scrutiny because, unlike many of its media industry rivals, Netflix is actually profitable.
It seems like every time Netflix does something, others follow.
That's Motley Fool's senior media analyst Rick Minares.
It is the ultimate influencer without taking selfies.
The streamer's share price has roughly doubled over the past year. Its latest quarterly earnings report shows it added nearly 6 million subscribers during the second quarter. Here's Chief Financial Officer Spence Newman speaking on a video following the report's release.
We delivered revenue in line in Q2 with our expectations, and we're on track to accelerate that revenue in Q3 and further accelerate it in Q4.
The company's drive towards revenue acceleration is mostly focused on advertising. Netflix's ad-supported subscription allows viewers to stream content at less than half of the monthly price of its ad-free memberships. Netflix also just announced the cancellation of its cheapest ad-free plan and recently put an end to password sharing, forcing viewers to pay extra for members outside their households. Andrew Erkwitz is a senior analyst with the financial services firm Jefferies.
These changes are being made to push people into the ad tier.
Erkwitz says Netflix needs millions more ad-based subscribers if it wants to attract advertising dollars from major brands and potentially lure fans of sports, live events, and other lucrative genres away from ad-supported network TV.
So as you get critical mass with the ad tier, you start to get a lot more flexibility in the types of content you can show, the types of customers you can bring into your platform.
But the ongoing Hollywood writers and actors strikes put a dent in Netflix's prospects. In the company's earnings report video, CEO Ted Sarandos said his company has been hard at work negotiating with the unions.
And we very much hoped to reach an agreement by now.
Both the WGA and SAG-AFTRA blame streamers like Netflix for the industry shifts that they say have led to diminishing wages and working conditions. Here's SAG-AFTRA President Fran Drescher speaking last week in Los Angeles.
The entire business model has been changed by streaming, digital, AI.
She says Hollywood's writers and actors need to stand up to the corporations, who care more about Wall Street than they do about the talent. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.